Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
They've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock Family of Companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
Hi, my name is Kristen, a dairy farmer from Oklahoma. While many things have changed in the years, one thing remains. Dairy farmers are still dedicated to providing the safest, most wholesome, and delicious food and beverage for my family and yours. This commitment makes the farm a great place to be. I wouldn't trade my job for anything else. Join me and celebrate all things dairy this National Dairy Month. Learn more about local dairy farms at DairyDiscoveryZone.com.
Well, cattle are having a difficult time overcoming the seasonal slump, with packers taking advantage of the need of some to move cattle due to drought and the lack of feed, or due to high-priced feed. Northern cattle, $2 lower yesterday. Southern cattle, about a dollar lower. We actually haven't seen any cattle trade in our part of the country yet. Packers have been able to purchase cattle for immediate needs as well as deferred delivery, and that won't last indefinitely as supply will eventually tighten. However, fears over a recession and its impact weigh on the market as the U.S. economy shrank for the second consecutive quarter, as the GDP fell at a 0.9% annual rate for the second quarter. Hog traders were in a quandary yesterday, seeing strength in cutouts, but also a huge decline in cash. Cutouts closed $2 higher, supporting the August contract, while the weakness of cash took futures off their highs, moving October and later contracts into the red by the close. September Kansas City wheat trading 8 cents higher early today. September Minneapolis wheat's up 4 cents, both on track for modest gains this week, while it remains difficult to know what to expect from Ukraine in the days ahead. 1 week after signing agreements to allow the export of grain from Ukraine, some are saying Ukraine will soon be shipping up to 5 million metric tons of grain per month through ports on the Black Sea and others. December corn is trading about 5 cents higher early today, still finding support from a forecast that's expected to usher in hotter temperatures starting this weekend and drier weather after Saturday. Until then, mostly light scattered showers have been falling across the southern corn belt, with a heavier narrow band of rain expected to fall from southern Kansas to Kentucky and Tennessee over the next 3 days. November soybeans trading about 26 cents higher early today, making a bid for a sixth consecutive day higher, with early support from both December soybean meal and December soybean oil. Futures in just a moment. Midwest Farm Shows is the longest running sponsor of our daily farm and ranch email and operates the two best farm shows in Oklahoma. The Oklahoma City Farm Show just completed another successful run at State Fair Park, and preparations are underway now for the Tulsa Farm Show next December. For information on the Tulsa Farm Show, call a show manager at 507-437-7969. Also, check our website at OklahomaFarmReport.com for details about how you can sign up for our daily farm news email. At the close yesterday, August live cattle down 62 cents, 136.17. October down 50 cents, 141.82. August feeder cattle down 167, 177.42. September down 165, 180.20. August hogs up 52 cents, 119.12. October down 12 cents, 96.32. Kansas City wheat, September up 28 cents, 889 yesterday. It's 889 and three quarters. December up 27 and a half, 896 and a half. Chicago wheat, September up 26 and three quarters, 817. December is up 26 and three quarters, 835 and a quarter. September corn's up 14 and three quarters, 615. December up 16 cents, 619. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.